Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The four-month-long Actors Union strike is ending now. The union representing movie and television actors said yesterday it had reached a tentative deal with the studios. Miranda Banks at Loyola Marymount University.
There's a lot of momentum to get production underway, and that is important to move forward sooner rather than later because there are other Hollywood unions that will be going up towards negotiations next year.
In Miami last night, the third Republican debate of the campaign season turned personal.
Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley during a question on the NBC debate about TikTok.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice. Adult daughter.
Nikki Haley then said,
"Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
You're just scum." Matt Piper, CBS News.
Donald Trump held a campaign rally at the same time as the debate about 10 miles away. Israel continues to ignore domestic and international demands for a ceasefire in Gaza, says CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
Tens of thousands of residents streaming from the north. But even the south provides no sanctuary. Hospitals in the main southern city of Khan Yunis are overflowing with bomb victims. Each life lost adds to the international condemnation for the war in Gaza.
A study has found that a more flexible workplace cuts the risk of heart disease and stroke in older employees. Lead author Lisa Berkman is an epidemiologist at Harvard.
People who were randomized to work sites where our goal was to increase schedule control and workplace flexibility had, at the end of the intervention, a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease.
Now CBS's Jim Krasula reports on legal action over a chemical preservative that's been used to make tires for 60 years.
Two California commercial fishing organizations have sued the country's 13 biggest tire makers over a chemical found in almost every tire because it kills migrating salmon.
You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here.
Luke Combs won the Country Music Association Single of the Year Award last night for his version of Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. She won Song of the Year for the tune, which was written in 1988.
Finally see what it means to be living.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The workday begins the moment you put on your boots. At Boot Barn Work, we know you need work gear that holds strong until you kick them off at the end of the day. No matter the job, Ariat Work Gear performs week after week, year after year, with fit, mobility, and safety features built for the jobs that keep our nation moving. Ariat provides nonstop performance day in and day out. Ariat at Boot Barn Work.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer. Plus, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams products. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 11/22, subject to change.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child
deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 33 overnight under mainly clear skies, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. High of 45 tomorrow, lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Greg Bach in studio with me, Kelvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious which guest dropped out at the last moment that you had to come to me. But
no, Matt, that's not how this
went. Happy to do it.
No.
I'm like...
We were after you the whole time.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the Regis Philbin of local media. Like, if someone drops out, just get Regis.
No, that's Tyler. Tyler's the Regis.
Thank you.
There you go. No, actually, the reason why you're on, you were the, like, when I saw this, I reached out to you immediately because I saw that you made the trek to Costco in New Berlin, was it?
Yes, New Berlin Costco. Yes.
What did you do? Why did you go to Costco in New Berlin? And I have to imagine at a very early time too, right?
Got up bright and early to go a couple of weeks ago to the New Berlin Costco to attend a vodka signing by the one and only Jason Momoa. You may know him as Aquaman. You may know him as he was in Game of Thrones too. I never watched Game of Thrones. But Aquaman himself.
Yeah,
was doing a tour of the Midwest, signing bottles of his own premium vodka. And he made an appearance at the New Berlin Costco. And I just had to be there, really. I couldn't miss it. It's kind of the story years ago for Milwaukee Record. Years ago, 50 Cent did something similar. He came around and was selling bottles of his own vodka, and I attended this vodka signing years ago for 50 Cent. I wrote a kind of minute-by-minute recap of it for Milwaukee Record, and for whatever reason, that has become like a real signature piece for Milwaukee Record and myself. When I die, that stupid article will be on my tombstone that I waited in line for 8 hours to get a signed bottle of 50 Cent vodka.
You waited for 8 hours?
It was about, 7-8 hours that time. The Jason Momoa, happily, not 8 hours.
From what I understand, though, there was a little hiccup because from what I've been told, you can go to Costco and buy alcohol without a membership because you can't, I guess there's like a Wisconsin law, you can't have like a membership type of thing. I can walk in there, buy beer and leave. They don't have to card me. But that's not what happened with you.
No, I was in line for about an hour, and then a Costco employee was kind of going through the line, talking to everyone, asking if everyone was indeed a Costco member, because you apparently needed to be a Costco member to, you know, get inside and get your bottle of vodka signed by Jason Momoa. So I panicked, and I quickly hopped on my phone, and I'm, trying to sign up for Costco. Now, I've been kind of live tweeting this the entire time, and my wife, who was out of state at the time, she apparently saw my tweet and then immediately called me and said, "You are not signing up for a Costco membership, are you, just to get this signed bottle of Jason Momoa vodka?" And I said, "Too late. It's, you know,
it's done.
We're members. We're in." So
you
I'm
get the
a proud
executive membership.
Yes, I'm a proud card-carrying member of Costco now.
Yeah.
And I still need to pick up some windshield wipers from there. So I'll be back.
Well, they're in packs of 50, so you'll be fine.
Perfect.
So saw the pictures. You got a picture with him. Did you get to talk to him at all? Did you get to, like, have a moment? Or was it just boom, boom, done?
It was a moment. No, I mean, the real reason I go to these things, that I went to the 50 Cent one and this one, is not so much that I care so much about the celebrity. I certainly don't care about the vodka, but I just go for the weird, like, you know, inline drama that, you know, manifests throughout the morning and afternoon. And that's really why I'm there. But there was a little hiccup at the end. There were, you know, like 8,000 people waiting in line for Jason Momoa. And near the end, there was some sort of executive decision to say that, okay, we're not, you know, taking people inside the store anymore. He, in fact, is going to come out and kind of hop next to everyone in line for a brief moment. And you were able to take a selfie with him. For that brief moment that he was there, and he just, like, went down the line person by person like that. And so, you know, they were like, "All right, get your cameras ready, put him in selfie mode. Here he comes."
Yeah.
And sure enough, he, you know, hopped down the line, and there he was suddenly right behind me. I don't know if I put this in the article. I did, you know, of course, a minute by minute recap of this, you know, incredible event. And the one moment that sticks in my mind, when he was right behind me, he did this, like, real quiet kind of, like, "Yeah," sound, like, in my ear. It was kind of creepy, kind of, I don't know. Maybe he did it for everyone, but he gave me a little "Yeah," and then he moved on.
That's a man who just loves his life.
No kidding.
I mean, he's living the most charmed life, and I love how much he embraces that. Besides all that, well, I would have been, the first thing I would have been like, "Hey, can I get my money back for my Costco membership? I got what I needed."
It turned out I didn't need the Costco membership because he came outside. So I'm still smarting from that.
I'm curious how Jason Momoa's vodka compares to 50 Cent's vodka.
Well, that's the thing. And that's kind of the most ridiculous part of this whole story. I was in line for about 3 hours waiting for him to do this, waiting to get my bottle of vodka. He comes out. We take the, you know, quick selfie with him, and he moves on. And I guess I was kind of so starstruck or something that I was like, "Well, that's it." And I just hopped out of line, hopped in my car, and drove off. And it wasn't until minutes later that I realized, oh, I didn't go inside and get the stupid bottle of vodka. So I came away vodka-less. I have the selfie.
That's like an episode of a sitcom right there. I mean, that's right. Like, that's beautiful. that's so great. By the way, everyone who's listening right now and watching on the live stream, we are talking to Milwaukee Record co-founder Matt Wild about a wild story. See what I did there? That's radio there.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Thank
very
you,
nice.
Rich. And also Calvin behind the boards let us know that his name on Game of Thrones was Khal Drogo, which I knew, I just forgot. So that was his character. So you had that wonderful experience. That was really cool. So Esther Flones, who is a local drag queen, hosts a series of drag bingo events around the city. I help out with one at Lakefront Brewery. We were talking about that. I think it was the night or two nights before he showed up, Jason Momoa showed up, and she said, "I'm going there in full drag at 3 a.m. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, whatever, cool." So I sent her a text the next day. I'm like, "Did you go?" She goes, "Oh yeah, I'm in line." Oh no, I sent her a text saying, "I see you're in line because you mentioned it, Matt, on Twitter."
Yep.
And then I'm like, "What time did you really get there?" And she sent a text that simply said 3 a.m., but the way that text read to me was, "3 a.m., you idiot. I said what I said." And yeah, she went there to Costco at 3 a.m.
in the morning
to wait, and she said she was 10th in line.
Yeah, I saw her. I spotted her right away when I got there, and yeah, she was among the people that had clearly camped out the night before. They had lawn chairs and blankets and everything. I was thrilled to be in front of, behind me in line all morning, where this group of women who probably in their 30s, clearly Jason Momoa fans. And with them, for some reason, there was a much older woman, maybe pushing 80, whom they only referred to throughout the day as Granny. Now, Granny, I don't know why they dragged Granny along to this, but Granny was complaining the entire time.
Oh, great. Oh, God.
Granny had no idea who this guy was. Granny was just like, I don't know who this guy is. What am I doing here? And as the hours went by, Granny got more and more irritated. Oh, no. And it was just kind of delightful. And like I said, that's why I'm there, for that kind of inline excitement. An older woman complaining that she doesn't know who this guy is, why she's there in the first place. Granny was a real delight. She got close to like just leaving at the end, but I think her friends, her granddaughters or whoever it was, they kind of stepped out of line and had a quick smoke break. So that calmed Granny down. And so shout out to Granny if you're out there.
And those are the kind of experiences you get when you read Walkie Record. I mean, I've had the luck of being a part of an article where me and Tyler, other co-founder Tyler Moss, went to, at the time, the only Taco Bell that served alcohol in, it was the Taco Bell Cantina. And the title was, how much, I think it was something like, how much you have to drink at Taco Bell to get drunk. And it's almost impossible. The drinks are so expensive. There's so little alcohol and there are a lot of slushies. So you're just brain freezing the entire time.
Oh, great.
But that was that's my plug for the Milwaukee Record. Folks, if you are out there, you know, check out the Milwaukee Record. What else is going on in Milwaukee? I got an email about casseroles.
Casseroles. Let's talk casseroles.
Oh, let's.
This is a big thing.
Yes.
Yes. Hot dish, if for some out there who call it hot dish. At Milwaukee Record, we just never sleep. We are always coming up with new, ridiculous events. And by we, I mean Tyler usually does these things. I say, yeah, sounds good. And then I show up.
You're just looking down your desk. Uh-huh. All
right. Yep. I'm like, yep, sounds good. Casserole. Great. So, yes, we are doing a big what we're calling a casserole call Sunday, December 10th at Central Waters Tap Room. That's the former Pabst Pilot House in the Brewery District on Juneau. And this is a big casserole kind of competition. We are going to determine Milwaukee's best casserole. Now, if you're familiar with WMSC's annual Rockabilly Chili event that they've been doing for years, this is kind of like that, except not with chili, but with casserole. So we're going to have about a dozen, in the end, about a dozen local restaurants and folks who are going to bring some casserole. You buy a ticket to get in. You will get three free samples with your ticket. And you can buy extra samples for only $1 each. And yeah, at the end, we're gonna vote on who has the best casserole. So it's going to be a great time.
That sounds amazing.
Now, anyone who attends gets to cast a vote? Or is there going to be a panel of highly qualified casserole judges?
The voting will be done by the people.
This is
truly the people's casserole event. So it's very, very exciting. And I should mention, of course, that a portion of the proceeds will go to the Kinship Community Food Center. So it is for a good cause.
Oh, great.
And yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And it's, this is mainly Tyler's thing. 99.9% of our events are Tyler's things. But I'm always really proud of like what we come up with, kind of coming up with these kooky, zany events that just didn't exist before and pulling them off. So really looking forward to that.
This is gonna have a long life, this casserole competition. This is going to have legs, Matt, I'm telling you.
I hope so. Thank you, Jane.
Yes.
I think it's, you know, we're kind of starting small this year, but hopefully it's going to expand as we go on.
Matt Wild from the Milwaukee Record has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Matt. We really, really appreciate it. Stay with us when we come back. A chicken in every backyard. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still gonna give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 20 minutes past 11 o'clock. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always call or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And if you're watching on the stream on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, you can also comment on the live stream, like Gigi, who is saying hello from Europe. Good morning, Gigi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thank you for listening to the show.
You're married to a man from overseas. Was that a good impression?
No.
I'm a British person. Hello.
There are so many different accents in England.
Yeah.
That are wildly different.
Is that so, Gabriel?
No, that's not like any
of it. Oh, I'm wrong. No, I'm sorry.
No, stop.
Would you want to get fish chips?
Okay.
Sorry.
A chicken in every yard, everybody. Yes, it may soon be possible. A bill is being circulated in Madison looking for co-sponsors that would require local governments to allow the keeping of up to 4 chickens, geese, ducks, quail, or guinea fowl. The bill notes that permits can be required, also neighbor notifications, a ban on roosters.
Yeah.
And specifications on where housing the birds, where you can house the birds on your property.
I would rather have a permit because I don't want to knock on everyone's door. Because I know people be like, no. I'm like, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway.
I don't see why this would. Again, we're not talking about roosters who are going to wake you up in the middle of the night. What would be the issue if it's only 4 chickens?
I mean, honestly, I can see people saying like, oh, it makes us look like we're a farm. Or like, it might be more aesthetic than it is, you know, how it really, really hampers your life. I can see that. I mean, people complain about everything.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
In Wausau, they passed their chicken ordinance in 2017 after months of debate and delays.
Mm-hmm.
Some members were asked, if we approve chickens, does that mean I get to keep a cow in my yard next? No.
Ugh.
No, 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 no. The author of the bill, Shay Sortwell from Trivers, says this measure is about empowering Wisconsin residents to raise their own food if they want to.
Yeah.
And, of course, this does not mean you get to keep a cow in your backyard.
Honestly, I mean, well, no, they make noise and they need more space, but I wouldn't even care about that either. Like, the chicken issue is one of those completely non-issues to me. I don't care. When I worked in Racine, they were working for so long to get a chicken ordinance going. I'm like, why is this so controversial? Why does anyone care? Why does anyone care?
Well, again, I'm sure there's odor issue. You know, we have to make sure that there's no odors. We have to make sure they're not running free down the streets. You know, they have to be confined in some way.
I could name 10 people I knew back in those days whose kids smelled. So,
so smell is not an issue.
Yeah, I don't care. Live
as
your life.
As far as the chickens go.
Especially if you want to raise your own food and you want to eat, like you want to do urban farming. Yeah. Right.
Well, and I've read things from people who keep chickens who say that they actually become pets.
Yeah.
So they may take the eggs from their chickens, but they're not eating their chickens.
Until they become dinner.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Angie from Wisconsin. Good morning, Angie. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to talk. I have chickens, but I live out in the country. I'm lucky enough. My hens, I just want to let you know, are louder than my roosters after they lay an egg. They have this thing that they lay an egg and they got to tell the world that they just laid an egg. So I'm just letting you know.
It's like, but Angie, it's like, look what I just did. This is an amazing feat that I just accomplished. Everyone should come and look at my egg.
It may have had the hens are more like, oh, what did I do today? Nothing. I just laid some eggs. No big deal.
Do you consider them pets?
Oh, definitely. I would never eat any of mine. And they're actually addicting. And I don't know if you realize this. There's a thing called chicken math. It's where you go to buy four chickens and you end up with 14, you know, stuff like that. And it's a real thing, too. Yeah. And I started out with 4. 3 years later, I have over 50.
Wow.
They're addicting. They're addicting. They're so cute.
See, and I get for most, you know, I don't think a lot of people would have any idea that chickens are adorable.
I mean, they're cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck. But Angie, what do you do with all those eggs if you have 50 chickens?
Actually, I share my eggs. I don't just sell them. If someone can afford to give me a couple of bucks, then that's fine. But a lot of times I give the eggs away.
Good for you.
That's very nice of you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for calling, Angie. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're talking chickens. Larry from Madison. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Great program. Hey, I'm in a semi-rural area in southern Dane County, and our neighbors had probably 16 chickens, two doors down, but that was great. We started buying chicken feed. They would come across 2 yards to get to us, and they were great. It was wonderful.
So you don't have a problem with people having chickens in their backyards?
The only thing I would take exception to, the way that the ordinance is written apparently, you have to find a recording of guinea fowls.
What?
If you think a rooster is bad, guineas. Oh, my God. We used to have a group of 4 of them going around our small community. And if you think a rooster is bad, listen to a guinea.
We'll look for that so we can share the sound of guinea fowls. I
would say the chickens I have no problem with.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Larry, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking about a measure looking for a co-sponsor in Madison that would allow people anywhere in Wisconsin to have up to 4 chickens in their backyard. Also guinea fowl, a couple of other things, not cows. That's not what they're talking about, having cows. Tony from Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, good morning. So we used to have, we thought it was 4 female chickens out on a farm that we lived in Warren's area. And come to find out, Henrietta was really Henry. And he was very mean, very, very mean. Ultimately, sadly, all of our chickens were lost to Fox, but he was very mean. And now I currently DoorDash in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Sometimes I have to go out to different places. They have chickens. They have roosters.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there having to battle roosters delivering food.
Wow.
And they bite. They're mean. They will chase you. They like hunt. They prowl. It's crazy.
I've heard the same thing about geese. People trying to deal with geese, too. Geese can be really,
Birds
really.
Birds are mean.
They can be really aggressive.
That's funny because Greg called yesterday about a gerbil named Henry that was actually a girl named Henrietta. Now we have a Henrietta that should be a Henry. It's amazing.
The circle of life. Thank you so much for calling, Tony. Watch your back when you're out there delivering food. Be careful. We're going to keep clucking about this if you want to check in.
Oh.
It was easy. It was there. I had to take it. 844-967-2789. Cindy, don't hang up. We will be right back after the news. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Woo!
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, Locally Grown Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 33 overnight under mainly clear skies, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, high of 45 tomorrow, lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
There's a proposal looking for co-sponsorship going around in Madison that would require local governments allow the keeping of up to 4 chickens, geese, ducks, quail, or guinea fowl. Permits can be required, as can neighbor notifications. No roosters. And they do have specifics on how they have to be housed in your yard, which is probably a good idea. Cindy from Appleton, thank you for your patience. Cindy, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I have two comments. First of all, why not a cow? You get your grass mown and fertilized at the same time. And I'm all for the chicken thing, but, you know, I find the timing of this bill a little bit ridiculous because we have so much bigger fish to fry right now. I think this is just kind of diversion tactics, so... I just question all the timing of some of these bills because, like I said, we got other things that are more important. They can bring chickens on board any time, but it just I just think this is a diversion tactic.
You're probably not wrong, Cindy. As you say, the PFAS in our water, the CAFOs, the, you know, there we got some big, big problems in the state.
I don't doubt that. But it is also capable for all of those individuals to work on more than one thing at a time, too.
Some of them, I'm not so sure if they're capable of working on more than one thing at a time. I think that's asking a lot. Thank you for calling, Cindy. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Matt from Germantown. I will say that if my neighbors have chickens, my dogs will go crazy.
Yeah.
Not that that is a reason not to allow them. That's a really good point, though.
No, I mean, I have neighbors and their dogs door opening, walking down the street, anything sets them off.
Oh, really?
They are very rambunctious dogs. I think they're both still, they're not puppies, but they're still young, and they're just, yeah. It's to the point now where when I hear them, I ignore them. So I don't, like, even if you look at them, they get riled up still.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say, a number of years ago when we still had our dog Barkley, and we went on a trip, and our girlfriend, my friend who lives out in the country, had always watched him while we were gone. And they had new neighbors who had chickens, unbeknownst to my friend who was watching my dog. And they got out. And as far as Barkley was concerned, that was probably the greatest day of his life. Playing with chickens. Didn't end up well for the chickens.
I was going to say.
Did not end well for the chickens, unfortunately. Oh. And I repaid her for them. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm sure for, you know, the hour and a half that the dog was out there chasing down these feathered toys that move.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was a great thing.
Was your dog's name Charles Barkley?
No. Yes, no. No. No, no. All right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on chickens. Otherwise, we're going to move on and have a little sexy quiz.
A sexy quiz.
A little sexy quiz.
The reason why we're doing the sexy quiz today is because People Magazine has announced 2023's Sexiest Man Alive.
I've been waiting for this, and Greg Buck.
Kelvin, can I just, do you got drum roll or something in there? Just send me positive vibes, man. That's a no on the drum. No, I'm just kidding. You're great, Calvin. This year's Sexiest Man Alive is Mr. Patrick Dempsey.
From Grey's Anatomy?
Indeed it is. McDreamy.
He's never been the sexiest man alive before
He's
now?
He's never been the sexiest man alive in, well, we'll get to, I mean, I can't say that because I'll give away a quiz question.
All right.
But yes, since it started, he has never been, good looking.
He is a good looking man.
You know, and if you look at him like in a time when, like, you know, you think of like sexiest man alive, like they've been giving away to men lately. It's not like 25-year-olds. Like every guy who gets it's over the age of like 35 or not 40.
That's an interesting point.
Patrick Dempsey is sexy. That's all there is to it.
Well, and he's got to be well into his 40s.
I think he's in his early 50s at this point. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. It's weird because it's a thing that we still do. It doesn't, I mean, I'm a guy. I don't really care that's still around, but I just think it's still interesting that we still do Sexiest Man Alive. But it's all PR. It's every time I see it, I'm like, oh, someone's got a really powerful agent. They called people and said, yeah, make my guy the guy. And they're like, yeah, that's fine.
Do you really think that's how it works?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think this is democracy at work. I don't think there's like a primary or anything. Like, vote for me, Sexiest Man Alive.
There's testing they go through.
I'm going to go through South Carolina and I'm going to
fill out forms.
There's forms.
These have to be filled out
in triplicate, sir.
Exactly. Exactly. If you want to apply to be the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, exactly. What are your thoughts on the sexiest man alive? First of all, do you think it should still be a thing? And if you folks listening or watching, 844-967-2789, that's 844-96-PARTY. Let us know what you think of the sexiest man alive. Is it something we should still do? Does it matter? Is it dumb?
It seems really archaic now.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I mean, yeah. I think had it still been going in the way it used to be, which was like, it had almost like this is the sexiest man alive. Now it's almost silly. It's, And the people they elect are generally sillier, fun people. They're not like, you know, it's a thing that doesn't take itself too seriously, I believe.
Oh, for sure.
And that's why I'm like, yeah, just have it. Do it. Go for it.
I have no problem with
it. You have no problem whatsoever?
It's fine.
Who would you, Jane, this is not part of the quiz, if you were to vote sexiest man alive right now?
Has to be a celebrity.
Someone in the public eye. So it doesn't have to be like an A-list celebrity, but it's like, oh, this politician's really kind of a hottie. Or this, you know. What's up? I see. Who is it? Come on.
Well, you know, my favorite. Robin Voss.
Okay.
He's recognizable.
If you're not going to take this seriously, I don't. Look,
Are you down in my choice for sexiest man alive?
I'm yucking your yum.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that is. I don't even know what you're talking about here. In fact, I think you're just being mean to Robin right now.
No, that's not true. I love Robin. I'm sure Harrison Ford has already been sexiest man alive.
We'll find out that in the quiz. Do you want to do the quiz now, or do you want to wait until the break?
Well, let's quiz.
Okay, let's quiz.
You can play along at home.
All right. Let's see here. Sorry, I thought I saw a text come through for it, but that's fine. All right, so here we go. This is the sexiest man alive quiz, sanctioned by People Magazine. I worked hard on this with.
I know you did.
The people at People. Mm-hmm. It is five questions. The first question is, when did the sexiest man alive competition begin?
Oh, wow. Now I'll take a stab at it and say 1994.
Incorrect.
Okay.
1985.
Oh, wow.
I honestly was surprised it's that quote unquote young. I figured this would be something from like the 60s. This feels like.
No, I know. Well, People Magazine wasn't around in the 60s.
I don't know. I'm not that old.
Thanks for that.
Ouch. Kaboom!
Ouch.
I'm the quiz master. I get to say anything I want.
Ouch.
All right. Question two. Who was the first sexiest man alive, as said by People Magazine?
In 1985.
John
Travolta.
Close? Not even.
No? No,
because he would have been he wasn't popular anymore. All his movies were failing. I'll give you one more guess.
Okay.
One more guess.
Can you give me a hint?
He definitely would not be on the list today.
That doesn't help very much.
Well, I didn't. Not my problem.
Mel Gibson.
You did it!
Wow!
Oh, yeah,
you're probably right. Mel would no longer be on that list.
He is the inaugural man of sexiness. Alive.
Mel Gibson. The very first sexiest man alive.
Before that, none of them were sexy. They were just all uggos. Just disgusting men.
They were okay.
Yeah.
They were okay.
All right, so question two. It's multiple choice. Which sexiest man alive hasn't been named twice since it began? So there are some men who have been named twice.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Matt Damon, or George Clooney?
Ooh. All good choices.
Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Matt Damon, and George Clooney.
I will say Johnny Depp only was once.
Sorry, that is incorrect. It's Matt Damon, who was elected in 2007. And the others, Brad Pitt, 95 and 2000. Johnny Depp, 2003, 2009. And George Clooney, 97 and 96. And when you look at the Clooney covers, that is a man who is simmering and sexy.
Absolutely. And he still looks great.
Smoldering. Yes. Just smoldering.
Yes.
Let's see here. We're going to go on to the next question here. All right. Another multiple choice.
Okay.
Who hasn't been a sexiest man alive? Is it Nick Nolte, Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, or Sean Connery?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who has not been a sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine?
According to People Magazine, yes, of course.
Let me hear the choices once more.
Nick Nolte, Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, and Sean Connery.
I feel like they all have been.
Are you thinking I'm playing tricks on you?
I am suspicious.
You're suspicious.
But I'll go with Sean Connery.
Wrong. It was Ryan Gosling. He's never been. I know, right? Like,
that's really surprising.
Which means what? Nick Nolte was the sexiest man alive.
Oh, he was in some pretty hot miniseries and stuff that is well before your time.
Yep.
So I can see how in the, you know, again, mid-80s, mid to late-80s, that Nick Nolte would have made the list.
More like Nick Hotley.
Nick, oh, ooh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, then finally, the last question. This is an interesting one, because I don't think you're going to come anywhere close to it.
Okay.
Because I wrote this one for me. How many of the winners have appeared in Marvel movies? Another multiple choice. 1, 4, 10, or 15?
Wow. Well, certainly one. Chris Hemsworth, I know for sure.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with 4.
10.
10.
Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba, Chris Hemsworth, Bradley Cooper, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Matt Damon, Jude Law, and for extra credit, Harrison Ford, yet his movie has not been released yet.
What Marvel movie was Matt Damon in?
He was in Thor Love and Thunder and Thor Ragnarok. It was cameos, but it was still him.
Okay.
It still counts.
It does still count.
That was a wonderful quiz. You did very, very well.
It was.
You got Mel Gibson.
It was mediocre.
I don't know. I feel like
my performance was mediocre.
I feel like you came to it with pizzazz and fun. We did get some texts here. Let's see. From the 608, has Stanley Tucci gotten Sexiest Man Alive?
That's a good one.
He has not, and neither. And they said, is it too late for Jeff Goldblum? First of all, it's never too late, because Jeff Goldblum. Sexy.
Yes, he
is. But he has not gotten it either, which I'm surprised. And same with Ryan Gosling. I feel like Ryan Gosling will get it in the next 5 years.
Well, now we're going to have to start a campaign for him.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're absolutely right. And then from the 608, oh, it's kind of sassy here. It's like 12th grade awards, LOL.
That's not wrong.
No, it's not wrong at all.
It's not wrong.
But that's what I think is great about it. Like, people don't come at me like, this is disgusting or offensive. It's a dumb contest that nobody takes seriously, but everyone takes seriously. We always talk about it. I mean, we're talking about it now,
right?
But I think 12th grade that would work for me.
If you have any other suggestions for who you think should be bestowed with this high honor of Sexiest Man Alive,
yeah,
you can text them. You can call in 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Sarah on the live stream says, my sexiest man alive, Jack Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Prosecutor.
Okay.
See, prosecutor.
That works. See, like, I challenge the listeners or the watchers to give us some good ones. Because, you know, like, honestly, like, Jeff Goldblum, sexy as all get out.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even occur to me. Stanley Tucci has redefined his sexiness in the past few years, especially since the lockdown. So people, let's get on this. Text in, call in, get on the live stream. We want to hear from you.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. Greg Buck rocking it out with me in the studio, and you at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about People Magazine's latest sexiest man alive and who has been skipped. Who has been skipped up to this point that really should be entered into this remarkable honor.
The great tome of history.
The great people on the sexiest man alive list.
I shall open the book of sexy and recite the name Patrick Dempsey.
He is this year's winner, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy.
And nothing else.
I thought he was in there already. I seriously did.
No, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, hey, it's good to have you, Patrick. Oh, I'm talking like I'm there. Look at me. If you're on the live stream, I'm not. I look like I ate two of them.
Stanley Tucci, for sure, was great suggestion from the 608. And also Jeff Goldblum.
Yep. And also from the 920. This was the best one, though, because we got a text from the 920 that said Sam Elliott ? And then almost immediately following it said from the same number, definitely Sam Elliott.
Oh, like, yeah.
But I will say this, there's a caveat on that. Sam Elliott must have a mustache. Sam Elliott without a mustache is just not as sexy. And I'm sorry.
I don't know that I've ever even seen Sam Elliott without a mustache.
He was on the TV show Justified in the last season, and he didn't have a mustache the entire time.
I bet that was freaky.
It was weird. I mean, it was still the same voice. Like, he still had that Sam Elliott voice.
See, I would go with the Mask era Sam Elliott. That movie with Cher.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really good film.
Really good film.
Really good film.
Sexy era Sam Elliott. Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, even. God, he's got to be well into his 70s.
Oh, absolutely. If not, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There is no age limit to sexy.
No. That's why Jeff Goldblum can be in anytime he wants. I'll bet you any amount of money they were like, do you want to be? And he'd be like, I don't even know what to do with this. What is this? What is this award? What is this award? I don't know what to do with this award. How'd you make this award? So yeah, good on you people. And I mean, by that, I mean the magazine. No.
Yeah.
Oh, got more text coming through, okay. Though.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
From the same number, just said the Western. So it's for this number, for this person, it is Sam Elliott in Westerns.
In Westerns.
That is the sexiest Sam Elliott.
Well, you can. That it's entirely up to you.
Hey, I'm all for it, man. Sure. No one's voting Total Recall Sam Elliott.
We're also talking about The Laughing Tap.
What's that?
The Laughing Tap is a comedy club in Milwaukee that has comedy.
Yes, we comedically comedy.
You do have comedy. It's a great deal, too.
We comedy all the comedy time.
So who's coming up this weekend?
We have Lisa Yang. Lisa Yang is
I know that name.
Yeah, she's a fantastic performer. I believe she's from L.A. Honestly, her Friday show is sold out. Her Saturday show is almost sold out.
Wow.
There are tickets for the late show on Saturday, which is 10 p.m., $20, laughingtap.com. As always, no drink minimums. And if you want to go, I would get your tickets now because they're going fast. We're in our pre-holiday fall season and tickets sell really well. So if you want to get a ticket to a show, do it. Now, there's some other shows I want to talk about. Tomorrow night, we have a show called Teacher Appreciation Comedy Showcase.
Oh, great.
Which is more of a tour name. It's not so much like our friend Marlon Hill, who we've worked with before, has two teachers on a show. And those tickets are $25 as a special event. Preacher Moss is headlining, and he's been on TV and whatnot, so a little bit more expensive, but once again, no drink minimum, so you don't have to worry about that. But those tickets are also available at laughingtap.com. And if you want some comedy on the weekend, on Sunday, Keg Stand-Up at Lakefront Brewery. That's our once-a-month comedy showcase at Lakefront. Those tickets are $15. There's a full bar and menu available at the show. That show starts at 6:30. It's done by 8. You're home.
Oh, that's perfect.
Great.
That's perfect.
Wonderful.
And,
you can watch
all your football.
Exactly.
And then still go get some comedy.
Exactly. And those tickets are available on MilwaukeeComedy.com. That is the Milwaukee Comedy is like the parent group or the
of all
the stuff. So
of all the places.
Yeah. So plenty of time to see shows, plenty of opportunities this weekend. We'd love to see you come on out. Hey, by the way, if you're listening to the show and you see me there, you'll see me there because I'm always there at the Laughing Tap. Say hi. I've had that happen a couple of times.
That's really nice.
Really nice when someone just says, hi, I love the show.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
You know, everyone's always very respectful and fun. And then I talk to them for like 2 or 3 minutes and they're like, I'm good. I'm done. And then they walk away. It's fine.
That was enough, Mr. Yeah, Bach. Thank you so much.
I listen to you on the radio. I don't need this in real life. It's fine.
I cannot say this enough. And I mean this very sincerely. $20 is a really good deal.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not going to find that. If we were in Chicago or any other city with a comedy club, it would probably cost you $50 just to get in the door.
Well, I mean, honestly, like one of the things is a lot of those comedy clubs, they will charge you like $15 or $20 and then your 2-drink minimum.
Sure.
So yeah, one ticket over all the costs is going to be $30, $40, $50 out of your pocket by the end of the night.
Exactly.
You know, and we know how we don't want to tell people how to spend their dollars, and they're spending their dollars with us, and I appreciate that. We did get a comment on the live stream. Sam Elliott in Rhode. I feel like Sam Elliott's the winner today.
He sure is a big front runner.
Yeah, exactly. People Magazine, get on this. So, but yeah, laughingtap.com, MilwaukeeComedy.com. Come see a show. Come see me. High five it. Boom. We'll be friends.
Stay close because coming up next, to the news is on the way. Followed by the Todd Allbaugh Show, which you can catch all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd is wonderful. This is a wonderful program.
I love Todd.
I do, too. Yeah. Tomorrow, we are going to have a jam-packed show, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley, and we got to talk to her.
The celebrity, I know. Dr. Kristen.
She is a rock star now.
Doc Hollywood, I'm going to start calling her.
I'm amazed she can make time for us.
I asked her. When I talk to her next, do I have to avert my gaze or do I just like look down?
Can we look directly in your eyes?
Yeah.
Or not anymore?
No. Can I even talk to you? Maybe I'll just leave the room. I'm an underling.
And if you ever have any questions for Dr. Lierley, very sincerely, you can text them to us at 844-967-2789. Or you can always email us as well at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We're going to do a little sports tomorrow with a friend of yours, Rami.
Rami Makloff is going to be joining us. My buddy Rami, He's very happy right now because he's a Cubs fan. And I asked him to be on the show like hours before the announcement was made. And I almost pulled the plug because I can't deal with this.
We will see how that goes. And Carol Kane will be here with us in studio as well.
Oh, baby.
Make sure you can join us. Stick close. Don't go away. News is next. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get you sexy, huh?
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.